Chair. It's really a pleasure to be here. One of my colleagues, who Farid in Rwanda, was going to make this intervention, but she's unfortunately sick. But in my capacity as the Global Refugee Youth Network Coordinator, there's the work that she's been
Le son est toujours trop mauvais.
Farida is 23 years old, and she's a refugee from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and she's lived in Chakatu refugee settlement in Uganda for over 5 years. This year, luckily, she was resettled and currently lives in Stockholm in Sweden. On the onset of COVID-19, when many NGOs and agencies were not able to work in the field, this resulted in quite a big challenge because there was a lot of lack of information and reduction in key services. That she formed a refugee youth group and the One Touch solar powered music studio. They decided to come together and see what is their role within the community. So in responding to COVID, the community is about COVID and preventive measures, mask washing hands. They also do songs to create awareness messages about COVID-19. They went a step further to really supply about 800 tippy taps, which were made from jerrycans, and over 500 masks. They had a particular focus on people with disability, elderly people, single mothers, and child mothers as well. They also identified and addressed protection concerns like girls at risk of child marriages and transactional sex, as well as domestic violence. So they gave them counseling and wanted to connect them to organizations such as the Save the Children that would provide the extra support. They worked with Uganda Youth Adolescents and Health Forum to provide sexual reproductive health by distributing condoms, and also worked to ensure that young people, especially girls, are part of the solutions and gender equality in these particular difficult times. Some of the key things that for what the work Farida has done and with many other work that young people are doing, it one of the key lessons that amidst COVID that has come out really strongly is that it's really important to work together. Whether you're a refugee or even a national, COVID doesn't take any particular person. It takes collaboration. We need to actually collaborate together. So for me, my key message and the takeaway that needs to happen today here is that international community needs to make sure that the COVID-19 vaccines and the refugees also need to be included in accessing this vaccination because they can be part of the solution. The second thing that needs to happen with the world opening up and with everyone going back to a new normal, it's really important to recognize the effort and the work that refugee youth are doing in the different location and to support them to develop their capacities, to help each other, but more importantly, to help them lead the solutions that they feel is really important to their community. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Very-